A renovated motel will offer a safe haven for chronic inebriates in Fairbanks. The Tanana Chiefs Conference has nearly completed work on the former Best Western near downtown Fairbanks. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
The Housing First model has proven successful across the lower 48, and Anchorage has a similar facility. Tanana Chiefs Conference Project Director Shirley Lee told a large group assembled for a ribbon-cutting event Thursday that a place to live is the threshold to a better life.
We believe, as the Housing First models across the nation believe, that by providing a safe place to live, it provides the first step for people to develop the skills for improved lives and self-sufficiency and reintegration into the community.
The Housing First project will offer 47 low-rent apartments to homeless alcoholics. Meals will be provided as well as daily welfare checks. Recovery and job training programs will be available on site. Lee says it's aimed at breaking a cycle of living on the street, drinking, and moving through the revolving doors of the legal and medical systems.
Being taken to the ER or detox or to jail, giving them permanent housing creates a stability that allows them then to take a breather and look at and address their other issues, such as alcohol.
Lee says Housing First residents will be allowed to drink in their apartments, but not in common areas. The multi-million dollar Fairbanks Housing First project has been fostered and funded by a number of organizations, agencies, and businesses, including TCC, the Alaska Mental Health Trust, the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, the Rasmussen Foundation, and Fountainhead Development. TCC President Jerry Isaac praised cooperation among the diverse partners for realizing the project.
We may have differing agendas, but you know, there's always this one commonality we all share: being human and living in the community.
The Housing First apartments will begin taking applications next month. The other half of the building will operate separately as a motel for people from 43 TCC region villages who come to Fairbanks for medical care and need a safe, low-cost place to stay. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.